or visit our website at mmvets.com to schedule an appointment today.
News Talk WANI, Auburn Opelika's most listened to news talk station.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. As we've talked about, we will have full election coverage on News Talk WANI, both the primary as well as the regular election. And we go ahead and start things off as we talk to candidate for the Alabama State Auditor. Derek Chin joins me on the WANI hotline. And Derek, first off, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
We'll get into the history of you and how you got here. And if you go to the website, or I've looked at the history, and by the way, those who are wanting to go to the website, it's pretty easy to do. It's derekforalabama.com is the easiest way to find him. But state auditor, a couple of questions on that. Number one is what I tongue-in-cheek said this whenever you called in, which was, 90% of the people are going to have to Google it or ask somebody if the elevator speech of what is the state auditor and what the state auditor does.
Yeah, sure. So the state auditor's office is in charge of keeping property inventory of state property that is worth $500 or more. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, a lot of folks think that the state auditor actually does financial audits for the state, but that's actually done by a completely different agency. The state auditor is just solely in charge of keeping property inventory, so physical property owned by the state that is worth $500 or more. The state auditor also makes appointments for registrars in 66 of the 67 counties in our state. The only county where the state auditor does not get a registrar appointment is Jefferson County, because of a quirk in the Alabama code that provides that Jefferson County appoints their own registrar through their own process. But in all other counties in our state, the state auditor makes an appointment to the Board of Registrars, and the registrars are the folks that maintain the list of voter rolls for our state.
So, yeah, it is. It's a lot more detailed and important. The state auditor position is not the one that is the sexy position that news organizations talk about a lot that's out there out front. However, when it comes to a lot of what takes place around the state, you're very hands-on and involved. As a matter of fact, I heard a rumor you plan on the campaign trail, you're going to try to visit as many counties as possible throughout the state of Alabama.
Absolutely. So I have visited, I would probably say, around just over 50 counties so far.
Oh, my.
And I am planning on visiting all 67 counties, plan to hit all 67 counties within the next couple months.
Well, let's get to your story a little bit, because it is an interesting one, and I'm kind of going to work close to most recent, all the way back to even the immigration process with your parents. But I will say, when you first jump on there and you say that you went to, it says you go to a small college in Michigan. What got you to Alabama?
Yeah, so I went to a school called Hope College. It is a small Christian liberal arts college in Holland, Michigan, which is on the west side of the state. Mm-hmm. And the president of Hope College at the time actually taught at Samford University here in Birmingham. And I was talking to the president of my college at the time and said, I was interested in going to law school. And he said, you know, Derek, I want you to go visit a school. I think you'll really, really like it. It's in Birmingham, Alabama, and I used to teach there, and it's called Samford University. So I came down to visit, and I absolutely fell in love with campus. I absolutely fell in love with the state of Alabama. So I decided to go to law school at Cumberland, and I ended up staying and setting up shop, practicing law in Jefferson County after graduating from Cumberland, and decided that I wanted to make Alabama my permanent home.
And even get your, says you got your MBA from that, as we call it around here, that other school across the state. You got your MBA.
The school on the other side of the state. Yes, sir.
I guess I would ask, and because with your experience and with you having a law degree, why auditor? Why state auditor?
Yeah, so the state auditor's office is an open seat, and I figured with my law and business background, I'd be able to do an effective job in that role. You know, the state auditor's office is not the most glamorous job, but the state auditor's office does a lot of very important duties for the people of Alabama. And, you know, the people of Alabama have really taken me in since I became an Alabamian, and they've really taken me in, and I just want to give back to the people of Alabama the best way that I can. And I felt with this position being an open seat that I'd be able to do an effective job for the people.
And, you know, I'd like to get you to touch on a little bit when they say, what do I get with Derek Chin? And that was something that I said I'd start with your education, kind of work backwards a little bit. And that is, with you born in the U.S., but to legal immigrants, and that hits close to home, especially in probably today's political climate. And I'll get you to touch on that just a little bit, and how your parents got over here and doing things the right way, and what has allowed you that opportunity to go to school in Michigan, then make your way down to the South into Alabama, and how that touched your life.
Sure. So, you know, freedom is so important to me. It's something that oftentimes as native-born Americans, we often take for granted. But, you know, I have family members that escaped the threat of communism, escaped the threat of an authoritarian regime. My parents were born and raised in Taiwan, the island of Taiwan. And during the late 1970s, President Jimmy Carter's administration decided that they wanted to switch diplomatic ties from Taiwan's government to China's government, the Communist Chinese. Mm. And oftentimes your listeners will probably see on the news all the time the conflict between Taiwan and China, and it's still going on to this day. But in the late 70s, when President Carter decided to switch diplomatic ties, everyone in Taiwan thought that the communists were about to invade imminently. And so when that happened, folks in Taiwan who could get out got out. And my grandparents, with my parents who were little at the time, applied for visas to come to the U.S. Mm-hmm. And when they did that, it took them several years in order before they were allowed to immigrate to the U.S. because they didn't come to the U.S. until the early mid-80s. And I always wondered what took them so long if everyone thought that the communists were coming. And so one day at a family gathering, I asked my granddad, I said, "Granddad, why did it take y'all so long in order to move to the U.S. if everyone thought that the communists were about to come?" And I never forgot what he told me. He told me, he said, "Yes, we were scared. Yes, we were afraid. But what kind of example would I be setting for my kids if we broke the laws of our new country in order to get here? Mm-hmm. We had to do it the right way." And that really always stuck with me.
And that is one thing that, as I said, in today's political climate, I saw not too long ago, a former governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, actually brought that up on a national show where he said the same thing and kind of echoed your sentiments. And I say that to say this is, even in your bio, and it was brought to my attention too, and that is you've been a Trump supporter even dating back to 2016 in his first political run at office for president.
Absolutely. So I have been a supporter of President Trump since he first made his speech announcing that he was going to run for president in 2015 when he came down from the escalator at Trump Tower. I heard his speech and I knew that that was going to be the first person that I would be voting for ever, actually, because that was the first election that I was old enough to vote in. Mm-hmm. And President Trump, this message really resonated with me, especially with respect to immigration, because President Trump recognizes that it's important to support legal immigration, people who come and do it the right way through the legal process while combating illegal immigration. And what you see with him doing at the border, his first term, first Trump term, and now that he's back in office, he's doing just such a great job at the border.
Let me ask you this, since you said that you'd visited with around 50 counties, 50 plus counties thus far. What are some of the concerns and some of the questions that maybe some people have kind of put towards you whenever you've given your quote unquote elevator speech on why they should vote for you for state auditor?
You know, I think the people of Alabama, like many Americans across our country, are just really concerned about the growth of government and the wasteful spending with government. And yes, while the vast majority of the bulk of the waste is on the federal level, it's also important to take some of those principles of waste cutting that the Trump administration is implementing in Washington, D.C., back to the state and local levels of government as well. It's important to stay vigilant. It's important to always focus and putting our focus strong on cutting wasteful spending at all levels of government.
When it comes to the state auditor position, who do you work directly in contact with? I know we talked about the board of registrars, but I know that you also, a lot of financial reports going to be headed to the governor's desk, which we're going to have a new governor as well. So you'll work hand in hand.
Sure. And the state auditor's office is in charge of keeping inventory of property across all arrays of state agencies. So it's important to be able to work with the different state agency heads and their property managers and all their different divisions to make sure that our taxpayers' resources are being spent wisely and that the resources are being used appropriately.
Derek, I'm putting you on the spot here a little bit, but I know that since you said you'll be trying to hit all 67, any plans, anywhere you can tell people they may can find you, where you'll be visiting anytime soon? Do you have anything up on the docket in the coming weeks?
Well, next week I'm going to be going to Etowah County on Monday for an interview, and I'll also be going to Covington County, speaking with the Farmers Federation in Covington County. I've been getting to speak to a lot of the farmers across our state because agriculture is such an important industry in the state of Alabama, and I'm a strong supporter of the work they do in agriculture, and I'll be continuing to travel across the state talking to our farmers, and those are some of the places that I'll be going next week.
I do this to every candidate that I ever visit with whenever they come on the air, and that is these last few moments, I give you the opportunity to kind of make your elevator speech if you're standing in front of a stadium, whether it be Bryant Denny or Jordan Hare, and your speech of why they should vote for you come election night.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. I appreciate you having me on your show. You know, I really love the state of Alabama because the state of Alabama has given me so much, and I want to do everything that I possibly can to give back. You know, freedom and limited government is so important to me because it's so personal to me. You know, I've had family members that escaped the threat of an authoritarian communist threat. And, you know, when my grandparents fled the threat of communism from Taiwan to come to the U.S., they had the United States of America. If we lose our freedoms here at home, where do we go? So that's why I think it's so important to fight for conservative principles and limited government and free enterprise, and that's what I'm committed to doing as y'all's next state auditor, and I'd really appreciate your vote, and I'd really appreciate your consideration.
Derek for Alabama.com is where you can find out more information about what he has to offer, and sir, I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on your show.
Albert Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Again, Derek Chin, Derek for Alabama, running for state auditor. Again, we'll have full election coverage on primary night as well as the general election here on your news talk and information station.
Auburn Opelika's news talk and information station.
News talk, WANI.